4 weeks into salmon fishing restrictions, the atmosphere along the Kuskokwim River is tense. At a meeting Tuesday, the stress the closures are causing was obvious, but as KYUK's Ben Matheson reports, gillnet fishing for salmon is near.
The Bethel test fishery numbers are showing many more chum and sockeye salmon in the river than kings. That's one signal that fishing could begin soon. At a Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group meeting Tuesday, subsistence fishermen met with managers to figure out when the gillnet restrictions can be relaxed. Reports of stress along the river in some cases were extreme. Working group member Fritz Charles reported on what he's hearing about possible violence on the river.
They're starting an organization as we speak. And if we keep going on like this, what we're going on, lives could be lost.
Working group co-chair Bev Hoffman told the group that they all have a part in making this summer a success.
We're all in it together, and so it's up to us to calm when we hear the kind of volatile remarks like that. It's up to us to calm people, and I am serious about that.
The group did not want to draw more attention to incendiary ideas, but U.S. Fish and Wildlife Warden Robert Sundown told the assembled fishermen and community leaders how the enforcement works.
The reasons we make our decisions to open or not to open is not going to be because of armed resistance. It's going to be based on the biology of the numbers. And the surest way to get from 12 game wardens that we have on the river to 351 game wardens, the entire fleet in our nation, is to have a gun threat. If you want to see 350 game wardens on this river, that's the surest way to do it.
Okay, you guys.
Tim Andrew from the Association of Village Council Presidents said that empty racks have people worried.
And that rainy season is approaching upon us, and so people are feeling anxiety about being food insecure. You know, salmon is extremely important to people in villages. There needs to be some accommodation at some point or some level of assurance from either this body or from the managers that there is going to be something positive on the horizon coming up.
So, how close is the first opening? Federal Manager Brian McCaffrey laid out his plan for the next few days.
We're still, hopefully, looking forward to a first opening, at least downriver, sometime at the end of this week. I've not made a decision on what day that would be. We want to take a look at least one more day's data.
The opening will target chum and red salmon, although some incidental king salmon catch is expected. McCaffrey says the first opening may be below the Johnson River and run a few hours with 6-inch gillnets. The openings would likely move up the river in 3-day intervals. After 2013 showed the weakest run on record and not having made a statement in 2 of the past 4 years, managers' top priority is getting enough king salmon to spawning grounds. This year's run is early, and past data shows that early runs can end very quickly. After nearly a month of closures, McCaffrey reassured people that salmon fishing is not far off.
I think there is a glimmer there. I certainly know that it's been a difficult season for everyone, but we see openings on the horizon, and so we're hoping that people can be patient.
Working group member Fritz Charles says he'll be passing on the word of potential openings and hopes, too, that people will be patient.
And I'd rather lose king salmon than lose a life.
The working group voted to support managers' decision to study the numbers this week in anticipation of the first opening. The next meeting is at the call of the chair. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.